Okay, so we discussed today, we said nearly Erev Yom Kippur, the last day of the month, we said we discussed a little bit about mitzvahs, tshuva. And we're here to be chayzer b'tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's the mitzvah. That's the whole day. The whole mitzvah of Yom Kippur is to be chayzer b'tshuva, and we want to be matzliach. We want to actually makayim the mitzvah. And we all know there's some common problems and there's some less common problems, but everybody has a problem with tshuva. If you're honest with yourself, you'll recognize that you have certain problems. So let's try and get the halachas clear so we can makayim the mitzvah of tshuva properly. We can come to Yom Kippur with the correct simcha. Shari Tshuva says the sudah that you eat, the sudah samasekas that you eat before Yom Kippur is the sudah yontif because of the simcha of the anticipation of the kapara. We're coming into Yom Kippur b'simcha. And unfortunately, most of us don't feel that because we feel that we've done this before and we never really got it right and we don't know what we're doing. And anyway, I'm clapping al chet for veiras and I'm saying I'll never do it again, but I know I'm going to do it again. Let's be a little bit honest. Okay. So let's go through and see halachically. Again, this is possible. It's halacha sefer from one of the points Gador. That's all. Let's see what he says. So the first problem you have, he says like this. What is vidui? Vidui is an expression that I'm going to return from my sins and I'm going to leave the sins that I've done in the past. That's vidui. Vidui is, these are the sins I've done, and of course, I'm right, I don't want to have anything to do with them. Ikra tshuva, or vidui, so that's easy. Yeah, the Magzah's got it pretty well described for you. You can get one of these super duper expanded versions. You can get the Chai Adam's vidui. You can spend the rest of your life drowning in vidui's. Vidui is easy. It's all worked out for you. Yeah, it's all listed. Yeah, okay. And you have to spend time. Vidui is partial. But there's three other parts to tshuva. If you just eat vidui without anything else, so have you done tshuva? The ikrim. What are the ikrim? The other ikrim is harota, which we'll deal with. That's much less of a problem. That's easy. Harota is the easiest one. I'll show you now. But there's aziva sachet and there's kabbalah. Those two are serious problems. Where's aziva sachetya? Kaboshakar Rambam. Ula oilam einu chozen the dovaze. Who's happy to get up on Yom Kippur with his whole list? It was the same as last year's list, and the list from the year before, and the year before, and it looks exactly the same. And he's going to say, I'm never going to do this again. But you know you're going to do it again. What do you mean you're never going to do it again? Who are you fooling? So that's a real halachic problem. You have to express verbally these things you've come to conclusions with. So you al chait that I spoke Loshon Hora, you've expressed it, but lurking in that vidoy is a lo'ilam, I'm never going to do it again, and a gmar beliboy, then I'm not going to do it again. That's losit, that's a zaziva sachet, and a kabbalah le'osit. So that's going to be fairly problematical. If that's what you need to do to be yotzei the mitzvah of tshuva, it's impossible to yotzei the mitzvah of tshuva. It's impossible. First of all, you can't take on a kabbalah for every avera that you're clapping al chet for. Anybody who's trying to keep even one kabbalah, which of his salsa says you shouldn't do more than one. And if you want to try two or three, I'm not going to argue with you. Well, most people know that it's hard enough just keeping one. We'll discuss what a kabbalah should look like later, but we all know. By the way, if you don't have this problem, you're wasting your time. You should go do something meaningful with your life, like open a Gemara. But most of us have this problem. I'm clapping al chait on, I don't know, have you ever counted how many things that you're clapping al chait for? A kabbalah for everyone? But I'm not allowed to. Rishon Salanta says there's only one. So where's the kabbalah for everything else? And where's aziva sachet? I genuinely never going to do this again, but I know that tomorrow I'm going to do it again. That's for sure, for sure. So that's his problem. I thought it was my problem. I thought, yeah, whatever. The Gedolim don't have this problem. No, Reb Nissen has this problem at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Now, the question is massive. You agree? It's a big question. The answer you'll see is ridiculously small and ridiculously easy. I'd say that it took me a long time to accept this as being true. I went back to my role 5 times at Rabbi Yom Kippur once. Told me, if you want to throw me out the house, throw me out the house, but I want to hear it again. Al pi halacha, this is it. He said, yeah, al pi halacha, p'sak. He said, if I get you Shemaim, I can. He said, yeah, if I get you Shemaim, you can tell them, I'm paskin, you're Yoitzi. And you'll see why I'm saying this as Adama, because the answer to this question is ridiculously easy. Because tshuva ultimately is the easiest mitzvah in the Torah. It's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, nachon. It's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, and it's the easiest mitzvah in the Torah. We want to be yotzi the mitzvah of tshuva. We're not talking about dargas, medregas, inyoni, malias. That's fine afterwards, but we have to first be yotzi the mitzvah. The Yetzirah is so busy dealing with impossible aspects of tshuva, you may actually just never do tshuva. At least be yotzi the mitzvah al pi halacha. That's all I want to do. I just want to say I was yotzi. Once you've done that, you can think, okay, now that I was yotzi the mitzvah, tov, let's start going up. Okay? I want to be yotzi the mitzvah. So he says something else. Listen, I'm reading inside because I get it, even though I've said it many times. The Yesh Loima, the Kabbalah la Osid, Mekayimim Bezeh, again, the Kabbalah that you, on every chet, the Kabbalah la Osid, you Mekayim, Pi Halacha, and also in the nusach of the video, we say Yirotzen Shelo Yechta Oid. At the end of the video, there we have Yirotzen will never sin again. With that says Rav Nissen, the tefillah that you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you shouldn't sin again. With that, you makayim Kabbalah. On all the avails.
Genuine.
You'll see this. Watch. I'll show you that it is. Excellent. We'll see that it's very genuine. The first feeling we say, the same Ben Eliza of Derek Roshan. Give me in the heart that I should avoid this. I'm doing these avails, and I'm begging you, please, I don't do them any. Help me. Another one is he brings down another place. Well, we'll get to it. I don't remember, but he brings down also that the Hirots on Shalom Yachtoid. The lawyer, we're saying that we're after the video, when you go through the whole video. You say, that's more than just a request to help me not sin again. That's the Kabbalah that the Rambam's talking about, that you're taking on, and you yotzi Kabbalah with that. I told you, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But there's a t'nai. There's a t'nai. You have to take on a Kabbalah, and you have to be serious about your Kabbalah. You have to take on a Kabbalah. You can't throw everything in Hashem. There has to be at least one Kabbalah. And the other things you're honest, you can't. You can't. What can I do? I'm bound to one Kabbalah, 2, 3 Kabbalahs. I'm not going to argue about that. The Vigdomina talks about Kabbalahs. Original Salanta says one only. Do what you want. Well, no one's taking on 100 Kabbalahs or 600 Kabbalahs or 20,000 Kabbalahs for every the lawyer called. So what do? You have to take on at least what you can. And we'll speak about what a Kabbalah should look like, because we take on Kabbalahs and we never keep them. Because we don't take on Kabbalah the way they're meant to be taken on. Well, that's another discussion. But that's the Kabbalah. Now, we'll see what that does. Ainusha be'emes, kesha'odem machlit be'libui shelo yov luchet. Achadem makiris atzmon. V'choy shesh laftir b'svasev ala asid. The person doesn't want to sin anymore. That's why it's genuine. I don't want to sin again. Anybody here wants to sin again, I can't help you. Anybody came away from an event and said, wow, that was shaved. I'm so happy I did that. I mean, that's already a higher level shia. I can't deal with it. That's above my pay grade, guys like that. Those people who, when they say v'lo shavalanu, that genuinely means Eloya Shaving. I'm not happy that I did it. That was geschmack. I can't wait to do it again. No one, that's ever happened. Everybody feels harotta after he does the Aveira. The law shavalani, that's also written into the nusach of vidui of tshuva. The law shavalani, we're just makayim karata. So he's standing and he doesn't want to do it again. But he knows himself. He doesn't want to promise he'll never do it again. He doesn't want to do it again, but he knows himself. He knows, I'm going to do it again. I need lo yochol. וזה תקנו לנו לבקש ולהתפל מהקודש ברוך הוא ייתן לו איזה כוח ואפשרות לקיים את כל מה שקיבל על עצמי בליבוי. That's why I'm davening to Hashem, to help me. Please Hashem, please Hashem, help me. Give me the koyach, the possibility that I can mekayim what I have taken upon myself. I don't want to do this again, but I know myself. So please, will you help me? וגם זה בכלל הקבולה לא עושית. And that's also the קבולה לא עושית. דווקא אין כאן קבולה מופרשת. There's no קבולה מופרשת. You're not saying, okay, so how am I going to do this? Fine, I'm going to do this, and once a week I'm going to do this, and 10 minutes later I'm going to meditate this, I'm going to learn Hilchos this. No. On the Kabbalah that you've taken on, we'll see. That has to be mefureshet. It has to be worked out, carefully planned, and thought through. With the safety valves, and the safety nets, and the stop gaps, and the whole marechet of how you take on a Kabbalah. Well, there's no Kabbalah mefureshet here. Because, Marco, kol shehichlit belibay shelo yoshuv lechatov. Requires one thing. You have to decide, I don't want to do this again. Which is not hard, because no one wants to do it again. No one wants to do it again. I want to speak Lashon Hara again. I want to speak Lashon Hara again. Ramani, I say it. Yeah. And I want to do it again. So you have to gmar beliba. You have to machlit. I don't want to do it again. Umavakesh umetachnen v'svasov. Shemin ha-shamayim yozru la'amoyed v'zeh. Then you verbalize and you beg Hashem to help you with this. Shtapi havi kabbalah la'asid. Stuck a local from Reb Nissen. Shtapi havi kabbalah la'asid. The desire not to do the sin again. The realization that bein yasin had done it. Asking Hashem, please, to help you not to do it again. An expression of that verbally. That is a cum of kabbalah la'asid. So you now have vidui. You have charotav or loshav alanu. And you now have aziva sachet in kabbalah. Peasy. It's not finished with you yet. We're going to hear the kasha now. I just want to get to the end of the paragraph because there's a big quick here that we have to deal with. V'zehu achlata itana v'chazoka shelo yoshuv rak shemavakesh eze min shmea eze min ha-shamaya sheyomid v'zeh gam lo'osid. I'll be able to hold on to that even in the future. Ze gam ma shemitpalei mevakesh, hirotzon milfanecha shelo echta oiv. That's also a chelek of that. Danu sha'av she'ein ze haftocha, v'kabola lebate besvosev es ma she'om gma beliboi, mikol mokom, kiven shpalel, hirotzoi, danu she'ezro lamoid b'chlatoso beliboi, erein ze bichlal ha'kabola osir. It's not haftocha, I'm not promising I'm going to do it again, but the expression in words that please help me not to do it again, is also a kim of that Kabbalah. Yes. Before we take the next step, it's fascinating.
Let's say my itzur for let me believe this is all true. This one's kim, right? So I'm on board again. So I asked Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me. And I don't say, what's my bechor now? I didn't do it. So if he helps me, so he passed the challenge. I didn't pass the challenge.
Okay. Again, you're touching Bechira. Well, that's a big subject. But let's just nail it down to one place. I don't necessarily have Bechira on everything that I do. I take my list. I'm doing this Bechitza. I take my list of Averis that I'm clapping Al Chait on this year. Okay? And I've taken a Kabbalah on one. What about all the others? I'm Onus. I can't take on a Kabbalah on those because you won't let me take on more than one Kabbalah. And even if you would, I know they're taking on 7,000 Kabbalahs. It's not exactly, not shy. So in the areas that are not shy, I'm honest. For honest, I'm on a portrait. I'm water from Chabon. For those, I don't even need Rav Nissen. But at the end of the days, I don't want to do those areas again, and I want Hashem's help not to do them again. So that's how I became the Kabbalah. And I done tshuva on those things. Now, your problem, if you think about it, is not now. When I'm standing in Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to do those Averis again. I don't want to do those Averis again. The problem is I know that I'm going to. So was I Mekayim Tshuva or not? Let's just take one more step here. Because the Rambam says, "V'yada lav yodaya talu moishe lo yoshuv lezeachet la'olam." When you do proper tshuva, you're standing on Rosh Hashanah and you do this. You did the vidoy. Aval anachnu v'aseinu chatanu. Minimum kiyum of the mitzvah of vidoy. V'anachnu v'avaseinu chatanu. That's it. Kiyum kind of mitzvah of vidoy. Minimal kiyum of the mitzvah. Yeah? And you say v'lo shavalanu. So you're makayim charot. And you use his patent here for kabbal and lost. Now, according to that, there's one guarantee that you have. Hashem will testify. You'll never do the sin again. Now, we all know that that's not true, because I'm going to do this again. I'm not fooling myself. With all of this, at the end of the day, not all of the things, but some of them I'm going to return to. Let's be realistic. So what's the Rambam's promise? That's a big problem. That's what's really bothering you. Okay, so he says like this. Again, the halacha. This is not the Shmuzim Rav. Listen, this is Hilchos Tshuva. Shelefli achlatoso beliboy kerega, zuhu achlata chazaka. You need a proper decision that I don't want to do this again. Shevadei lo yushuv al achet. I don't want to go back to this chet again. I'm not going to do it again. Ve'al ze yad alav yodaya ta'alumois. It doesn't say yodaya asidois. Everybody translates this little Rambam that Hashem will testify that you'll never do the sin again. Because he's Yoda Asidois, he knows the future. Doesn't say that. It says Yoda Ta'alumois. How would you translate Ta'alumois? Hidden things. Hashem knows hidden things. He's going to testify that you won't do it again. What does that mean? I'm going to do it again. Hashem's testifying that your decision today on Yom Kippur is you're not going to do this again. If I would ask you today on Yom Kippur now, you're ready to do the Aveir? You tell me, Chas v'chalil, I want to do this Aveir again. My Ashlat is not to do the Aveir again. You've decided in your heart, I'm not going to do this again. But you're going to do it again tomorrow. Now I've decided that I'm not going to do it again. Tomorrow you'll do the sin again. So you have to do tshuva again for the sin you did. Tshuva that I did yesterday. The tshuva I did is a tshuva. And I'm yoytzi the mitzvah of tshuva. 2 weeks later, I'll do the veir again. I wasted my tshuva. My tshuva's gone down there. Chas v'chalila. Let's see what the Chazan Ish says. You don't believe me? Don't believe me. Yeah. Adam, Yom Kippurim, Oisim, Kamat, Kamo, Koidem, V'lo Nikal, we all know that after Yom Kippur, we look exactly like we did on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. We haven't really changed that much. Yeah, we've gone back to, you don't recognize the change. That's an experience some of you might have felt. Most of you, Chas v'chalila, never knew that. But there are a few people walking around that, you know, 3 months after Yom Kippur, they don't feel like Yom Kippur has left any rosh on them. They're back to the square one. They're not recognizable that they improved anything. How are you making the mitzvah tshuva? Amar Chazanish, no less. Chazanish, we can rely on his psak halachas. We do for a lot of things. And that's not even a chumrah, so yeah. The Bashas Maisa, Choshvim Bekol Zois Liyois Toif. The Bashas Maisa, when you're standing under the spotlight and you're being judged, at that moment, you want to do good. That's also considered a darga of mitzvah tshuva. Of course, there's dargas and dargas and dargas. This is the darga of mitzvah tshuva. I'm standing in Yom Kippur. I don't want to do this again. 3 months later, it doesn't matter. You're yotzi the mitzvah tshuva. Now you've got a new problem. Okay, so now you have to work on the veir, and you have to decide what you need to do it again. Well, that the kiyum of mitzvah tshuva, and this is a darg already mitzvah tshuva. I know what you want from me. All complaints to the Beis Din in Bnei Brak. Got it? Vidui, the Lo Shovelon is the Charata, the deep desire not to do the Aveira again, an expression of that, and the Tefillah for Hashem to help you. Got it, in the bag. And now you have to take on a Kabbalah. Now you have to take on a Kabbalah. That Kabbalah has to be sustainable, super sustainable, super duper sustainable. I'll give you an idea of what we're talking about. We talk about Pischelu Pesach Kechudu Shel Machat. Open for me a pinprick, Hashem says, and I'll open for you big gateways. The Yetzirah knows what's important. The things that Yetzirah resists is an indication of how important it is. The Yetzirah is terrified of what I'm about to tell you now, and he'll fight it with all his koyach. And you know what I'm telling you, actually, you've experienced it. You'll take on the smallest pinprick, embarrassingly, ridiculously small Kabbalah, and you'll find it almost impossible to keep. Why? Why is the Yetzirah interested in your little pitsy pinprick Kabbalah? And he's really interested in it. You've noticed that. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, if you're not, you take on this peasy little thing that's parachute. How could you not do it? In fact, take on a Kabbalah you're doing already. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva took on a Kabbalah on something he was already doing. He took on something new. He doing something he was doing already. That was his Kabbalah. I'm going to daven Shachris. You daven Shachris already, Ken. That's my Kabbalah. I'm going to daven Shachris. Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, that one his Kabbalah was. Super mentions of Shach's famous, famous Kabbalah. It's not so easy. I once took on a Kabbalah to daven from a bench once a week. I think it lasted till Hanukkah. You got a wedding and then whatever, I'm just saying, once a week to dump from a bench or one bench. Because the Yetzirah knows the value of a pinprick. Because Hashem told you, if you open for a pinprick, I'm bound to open for you big gateways. And anybody who ever did this knows it's true. If you take on a small Kabbalah and you stick to it, you don't just see satsloch in the area where you open the pinprick. You start seeing other things happening that you could never dream of. You see it. Anybody will tell you this who's done this. The Yetzirah doesn't want you to take on a small Kabbalah. I once heard a share from Avigdor Miller, Erev Yom Kippur, he was talking to his Balabatim. Anybody ever davened in of Avigdor Miller Shul in Flatbush? Those were Choshev Balabatim, okay? Those were serious guys. Myri for 10 o'clock during the week was half an hour in Flatbush. You know what I'm talking about? That's sort of unusual. Most Shachrises in Flatbush aren't more than 20 minutes, okay? Myri for half an hour. And he suggested to his Balabatim, Erev Yom Kippur, the following Kabbalah. Now, I'm not suggesting this is a Kabbalah. I'm just trying to show you the amount of what a Kabbalah could look like. Is 1 minute a day. 1 minute a day. You've got 24 hours a day. 1 minute of those 24 hours to think on an Inyan in Avos Yisrael. Either think about a Jew that you want to love or think about a Yonim of Avos Yisrael. 1 minute a day. That was his suggestion of a Kabbalah. No, come on. I need to do more than that. That's the hardest. You don't want a pinprick. You want to open up the gateways. But so off you go. We'll discuss it next year when you're more sensitized to the problem. Find something small and sustainable. Rav Dessler suggests, for example, a good Eitzer is take on a maximum and a minimum. I'm going to do A, B, C, but at least A. That's number one. Number two is it's got to be Mugdar. The Kabbalah has to be something that you can identify and weigh and judge. I'm going to mechazek my learning. I'm going to concentrate more in tefillah. Those aren't good Kabbalahs. Those are good things to do. But as a Kabbalah, it's not definable. There's no way to evaluate it. It's too arbitrary. You have to find something that's mugdar. I'm going to learn a minute a day extra. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to govern from a bench. I don't want to give people examples. Everyone has to find their own examples. You're not sure? Ask a shala afterwards when you've decided. Another eitzah that worked for me, I discovered that by the time Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan came in, I was really not keeping my Kabbalah. Sounds embarrassing, but it's true. Because you come out of Yom Kippur, then you've got four crazy days that are not the normal, they're not the normal day. Then you've got Sukkot, which are not the normal day as well. The neighbors are having Simchas Beis Yehovah till 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't sleep, it's a mess. Then you come out, you've got the week after Sukkot, which is also not exactly a normal, and your Kabbalah's gone out the window. Then you start the news, man, and you won't even remember if you took on a Kabbalah or not. So the Eitzah I came up with was start your Kabbalah from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Start from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. I asked the Shala, 100%, Eitzah Toiva. The middle of Cheshvan, the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, still a balagan, you haven't settled down. Wait till you settle down. Rosh Chodesh is a wonderful time to just have a quick look and see where your Kabbalahs are going. We have a vad, we write down our Kabbalahs in an envelope. We give it to one person. Rosh Chodesh, he hands out the envelope, someone looks at it. You open it up, you see what you wrote, you see what needs adjusting. Was it too big? Make it smaller. Is it something I can improve? How am I doing? Celebrate. Make an adjustment, close envelope, give back to him, next Rosh Chodesh, you come back. Because remember, your whole Yom Kippur, your whole Kabbalah, is riding on is riding on this Kabbalah that Rav Nissen made that Ishmael. You get all these freebies with the Yirat signs, yeah? That's only if you took on a Kabbalah. You don't take any Kabbalah, this whole system doesn't work. You have to take it on at least one Kabbalah. You're not honest on one Kabbalah. Or two or three, whatever, Nina and Animam leads one. Sometimes the Yetzirah won't let you take on one, he wants you to take on two, because he knows if you take on two, you won't do any. So maybe take on one as a Kabbalah and one is if I don't do it, I don't do it. It's like, I want to do this, but if I don't, it's not my Kabbalah. Whatever. It's one way of feeding the Yetzirah. I don't know. You have to work out. Oh, well, that's the Yesod, yeah. And then you're coming to Yom Kippur with a plan, ready to go. And you come out of Yom Kippur knowing that you were Matzliach, you're Yotzi in the midst of Tshuva. You're Yotzi in the midst of Tshuva. You have 100% watertight guarantee. And now you know you've got work to do for the year. You've got this thing that you've taken on, and this is your baby for the year. You have to guard it and look after it and careful and feed it and care for it and take care of this Kabbalah, because this is your whole Yom Kippur. And if you slip, you slip. You pick yourself up and you start again. You slip in your Kabbalah?
Yeah, you messed up the whole thing.
No, yeah. No.
All depend on that Kabbalah. One day you overslept in the Mishnah.
And now everything's all over. There are people that suffer from all or nothing syndrome, and I don't have a cure for that. I can't help you. I'm sorry. You'll have to work out for yourself how ridiculous it is. The end of the year, the Kabbalah doesn't mean that I kept my Kabbalah 100%. We're not looking for 100%. We want to look back over and say, wow, I changed. I'm a better person in this area. But Hashem, I see it kadmut. I don't want to get into 50% or 60%. I need lawyer that person has to know for himself, was he matzliach or not? And again, if it's too hard in the beginning, it's too big. Make it smaller. Cut it in half. You're allowed to do that. If you see that, it's just, you're only going to daven one shachris a week. Or you're going to come on time for one shachris a week, whatever it is. And you see, it's a kashemi guy, so make it once every 2 weeks. You're looking for something you can do, sustainable, lo mashene, how small it is. This is not America. We don't have to do big. We have to do sustainable. That's a fancy word they use today, but it's everything you do. You're on a diet that's not sustainable, you're not going to last. Any Kabbalah, anything you take on has to be sustainable. The whole 12-step methodology is based on sustainability. A good year, a simchas dika yom kippur. Yom Kippur, like the Shari Kippur says, we eat the Suda B'Simcha because, you know, Yom Kippur, and I feel successful. If people sitting here now, I don't want to point anybody out, that are boiling with Simcha because they did this last year, and for the first time in their lives, they had a Yom Kippur and a year of keeping their Kabbalah, and they're going to Yom Kippur with enormous celebration. Kabbalah he took on was ridiculous, he told me. That's not a Kabbalah, that wasn't a pistol, Pesach Shomata, that was a bulldozer. Well, I would use Matzliach. Siyata Nishmaya. It requires sincerity, there's no question, but we're all sincere. That's why you have the problem. If you're not sincere, you don't have the problem to start with. So I have a riot that we're all sincere. Otherwise, the kasha doesn't start. Yeah, I'll never do this again, but you're going to do it again. So what? It says in the book. No, we're sincere. That's why we have the problem. And if you're sincere and you really don't want to fit again and you ask Hashem to help you, you can't keep me crossing, you hold Hashem's hand, you ask him to cross the road for you, he'll help you. You have to do what you have to do. What you have to do is vidoy, shelo. And Kabbalah in at least one small area, and then the rest you give to Hashem, and whatever happens, happens. It's not your problem anymore. Psak from Reb Nissen, b'kveida ba'atzmai. Harei ze tshuva gemura. More than that, I can't ask. Tshuva gemura? Yeah, tshuva gemura. It's a darge. It's not even just yoitzi, you're already in a dargin. The latzloch of a brochen.